Hallelujah. I want to appreciate the Lord this morning for his goodness, his faithfulness, and for all his help. And I also want to appreciate God's servant, our Father in the Lord, and our Mother in the Lord for the privilege given to me to declare his counsel this morning out of the wealth of impartations and instructions I've received for over 23 years in this place. Praise God. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Exodus 23, verse 25. That's our text. It said, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Let's continue till verse 27. He said, there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee. I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I'm preaching on the subject, dominating or ruling by kingdom service. Dominating or ruling by kingdom service. We have two main objectives this morning. Number one is to understand what kingdom service is all about. To understand what kingdom service is all about. And then number two, to understand benefits and dimensions of kingdom service. To understand benefits and dimensions of kingdom service. Generally speaking, service is any function you render as your input to people or organization. Generally, your service is the function you render to a people, a set of people or organization. But kingdom service is serving or ministering in the kingdom. Kingdom service is serving or ministering in the kingdom. We have a foundational teaching in the commission here, which you have received from God's servant and Father in the Lord. And we all know about service, that service is from the Greek word diakonos. It means three things. One, to run errand. Two, to be an attendant. And then three, to be a waiter. Service. One who renders service is a servant. It's a servant. A major requirement of service is faithfulness. A major requirement of service is faithfulness. And it means three things. Faithfulness means reliability, dependability, and trustability. Want to see scriptural examples of people who served faithfully and dominated. Examples of people who served faithfully and dominated in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our first example is Joseph. Joseph. Joseph served in his father's house in Genesis chapter 37 verse 2. Genesis 37 verse 2. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. That was the service he was rendering in his father's house. A service of righteousness, a service of integrity. When others would go and sell goat, sell kids, and their father was not aware, he would carry the report and tell the father. Just like we're in the church, I know, you report to your father, say, sir, this one tampered with money that is not meant for him. That was what Joseph was doing. And it earned him authority. Praise God. He also served in Potiphar's house. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 4, he served in Potiphar's house. Genesis chapter 39, verse 4. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hands. In Potiphar's house, he served faithfully also. Joseph also served in the prison. If you check the book of Genesis chapter 40, verse 7, you see where he served in the prison and was overseeing all the prisoners there. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his Lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? He was in the same prison with them, but he was not concerned about himself, because the heart of service made him to be more concerned about the welfare of others than his own, because it was inborn in him to serve. Praise God. He served until service made him a prime minister. If you read Genesis chapter 41, verse 40, you will see what service did for him, took him to the throne as a minister. Say, thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. I want to declare to someone this morning that your service shall take you up in the name of Jesus Christ. You believe it, your amen will sound like thunder. Another example is David. David was a man who served in the wilderness. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11. If you read there, you will see he was out serving while his elder brothers and others were at home. I believe they were eating mommy's food and all of it, but the youngest was out serving. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are there all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. At that time of the day, others were at home. What were they doing? Probably some were watching home videos, some were doing other things. But he was out in the field serving, because there was a spirit of service inside of him. And I tell you, that service took him to the dominating top of the top in the kingdom of Israel in his time. Praise God. I prophesy to you today, every service you are rendering that look like people are not seeing, may God see them and answer you. May he cause you to dominate in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three example is Moses. Moses was a man who served until service also took him to the pinnacle of his life. He served in the days of Pharaoh and he gained dominion. Exodus chapter 3 from verse 1 to 3. His service took him to the backside of the desert. Let's read it and see. Now, Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Verse 3. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight while the bush is not burnt. It was his turning aside that led to the turn in his life that took him to the pinnacle of his life. Praise God. Anytime you see the opportunity to serve, please don't despise it. Do it diligently, faithfully. And I tell you, you will end up at the top. You believe it, your amen will sound like thunder. Number four example is Joshua. That's the last example I'm giving now. Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, you see the life of Joshua, the summary of his life. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. This brings my mind back to what senior pastor told us in the year 2000. I was wondering, why wasn't Caleb chosen instead of Joshua being chosen? Joshua was not a charismatic man. He was not too charismatic, not like Caleb. Caleb was the one who stilled the people. But Joshua, as senior pastor told us, he said, see his secret. And he told us availability is superior to ability. He said you may not have the ability, but be available, that God will give you capability. And I saw the secret of Joshua there. He was always there at the place of service. 40 days fast, he went with Moses. Moses came back, went again. He still went with him. He was there. Moses went up, but the young man was down there at the place of service. No wonder, when he came for the one to take over and take over the leadership, it was him, the man to drop them. I prophesy to you today, you have been serving in secret. God shall announce you openly. You believe it, your amen will sound like thunder. All these men were moved through the ladder of service to get into dominion. Praise God. The truth is this, people miss opportunity because it is dressed in overall, looking like work. When they see opportunity, they don't know. They say work has come. They see service, they think it's work. Please, when you have opportunity to serve, don't run from it. Embrace it because it will take you somewhere. Praise God. See, now Pastor Todo say we don't all have equal destiny because we don't have equal level of service. Now, what are the benefits of kingdom service? The benefits of kingdom service. Hallelujah. Number one, kingdom service is the doorway to the blessing. Kingdom service is the doorway to the blessing. Exodus chapter 23 verse 25, where we read, he said, you shall serve the Lord and he shall bless. Praise God. People who serve don't lack the blessing. Servants are blessed by God. They are blessed by God. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 20. Proverbs 28 verse 20. He said, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. So a faithful man shall abound with blessing. Faithful in what way? Faithful in service. You abound with the blessing. Number two, kingdom service is the doorway to supernatural supplies and abundance. Kingdom service is the doorway to supernatural supplies and abundance. He said, he shall bless your bread. Bread signifies abundance. Bread signifies divine supplies. I prophesy to you today, your days of lack are over forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, kingdom service is the doorway to revelational light, revelational insight, revelational light, revelational insight. You see, he will bless your water. Water signifies the word of God. The word of God is light. The word of God is revelational. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26. He said that he might sanctify him by the washing of water by the word. So those who serve, they have access to revelational light. When I see our Father and the Lord and other servants of God, people who have put their life in service for God, and I see when they open their mouth, what comes out of their mouth, it looks like you have not read the Bible before, and every day continues to be like that. That is the secret of service. Praise God. Number four, kingdom service is the doorway to divine health. Kingdom service is the doorway to divine health. The same Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 to 26 say, you shall serve the Lord your God. Is okay. Verse 25 say, you shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your water and bless your bread and take sickness away from the midst of thee. You want God to take sickness away from your midst without you struggling for it. Engage in kingdom service. Engage in the virtues of kingdom service. And I tell you, you will live sickless. You will live free of every impediment from the enemy. Praise God. And I see anyone that came here sick today, as you embrace the virtue of service, every sickness, infirmity in you is cast to its roots in the name of Jesus Christ. You believe it, your amen will sound better than that. Number five, benefit of kingdom service is that kingdom service is the doorway to preservation and divine defense. Preservation and divine defense. Praise God. Malachi chapter 3 verse 17. Malachi chapter 3 verse 17. And there shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. That's what God is saying. Those that serve him, he will spare them. The enemy coming from any quarter, he will spare them out of the hands of the enemy. They won't give the enemy the opportunity to attack them. He will spare them. Even where we read in Exodus chapter 23, verse 26, you see where God talks about preservation. The number of thy days I will fulfill. He's not saying you. He said he will fulfill. That is to say, he will keep your life for you. You are not even going to burn your head or burn your brain to know what to do to preserve your life. God himself will preserve your life. I believe anyone who knows this secret now will cue into the virtue of divine service. And I tell you, the top is your place in Jesus' name. Amen. Number six, kingdom service is the doorway to fruitfulness. Kingdom service is the doorway to fruitfulness. He said, there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. Those who engage in kingdom service, they are fruitful. They don't know barrenness. They don't know scarcity. Example was Hannah. Hannah served God, went to Shiloh and rendered her service unto God. And I tell you, by the time she returned, the barrenness was broken and Samuel was produced. After Samuel, she had more children again, because God does not forsake those who render service in his kingdom. I pray for you today that grace will come upon you to embrace the virtue of kingdom service in the name of Jesus Christ. You believe it, you shout aloud, amen. Amen. Number seven benefit of kingdom service is that kingdom service is the doorway to distinction in life. Distinction in life. God makes you distinct. He separates you and sets you aside. Malachi chapter 3 verse 18. Malachi chapter 3 verse 18 says, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. The difference is always there. When you see those who serve, when you see those who don't serve, the difference is always there. There are people who just walk into the church, they see people cleaning, sweeping and cleaning. They say, well, I don't have time for this. I am coming to pray and coming to do this. But they don't know that those who are doing those work have earned to themselves a place of distinction. Praise God. Senior pastor told us one day, say, a faithful cleaner in the house of God is far more important to God than an unfaithful archbishop. I don't forget that. God rooted in my brain until tomorrow. Praise God. Please embrace the virtue of service. And I tell you, you'll find yourself on top. Number eight, kingdom service is the doorway to divine favor. Kingdom service is the doorway to divine favor. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. It says, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before me men. It was service that gave David access to favor. Favor into the palace before he now became a king. He first gained access into the palace through his service. One just told his testimony, I have seen a son of Jesse who is proficient in this, who is skillful in this, in that. They said he should be brought. The moment he came and rendered his service, he remained in the kingdom. And from that time at the palace, he rose until he became the king in Israel. Number nine, kingdom service is the doorway to the anointing. The doorway to the anointing. David is a case in this place again. Psalms 89 verse 20. Psalms 89 verse 20. He said, I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Anywhere God sees servants, his oil is looking for them. Senior pastor told us, said, the oil of God is looking for servants, not masters. You have been sitting as a master. Why don't you rise unto service as a servant? And I tell you, the anointing you have been praying for, claiming double portion of what you don't know about, I tell you, it will come upon you cheaply. There are people that just see anybody, I take double portion. I was teaching in the Bible school. I told them, I say, I have never asked for senior pastor double portion of the unction. Because ordinary suit he placed on me, I'm falling. If I ask for double portion, it means I will sink into the floor, into the ground. And I said it with a clear heart, because the truth, I said, Lord, give me the portion of the oil upon him as I deserve. Because double portion, where? Praise God. I think it's good to be sincere. Finally, number 10. Kingdom service is the doorway to dominion. It is the doorway to dominion. Joseph, David, Moses, Joshua all served their way to the ladder of dominion. All of them served their way to the ladder of dominion. Praise God. What are the dimensions of kingdom service? Dimensions of kingdom service. Number one is service in soul winning. Service in soul winning. Become a soul winner. Become a soul winner. Go after evangelism. Draw your own schedule. One soul daily, one soul weekly, two souls weekly. Carry materials out and go out and minister to souls. I talked about the Moravian Christians who brothers, two of them, they couldn't have access to go to a place to preach to the Negroes. They sold themselves into slavery and they transported them. They are slaves. Then they had access to reach out to the souls. What a heart. What a heart. The major secret of our senior pastor is that soul winning. Isaiah chapter 52. Verse, that is amongst many other things he does for the kingdom. Soul winning. Even if he just returns from a journey, a distant journey, you see him on the street going out for soul winning. Praise God. Isaiah chapter 52 verse 7. Isaiah 52 verse 7. He said, how beautiful upon the mountains at the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Number two, service in the sanctuary. Service in the sanctuary. Serving in departments. Until today, I still clean the altar in our church. I clean the altar, clean the chairs, clean all. People will run, leave it. I say, find your own and do. Senior pastor told us, don't look at any paper and leave it. It's not the practice of excellence at all. It came to us and we took it to another level. Some of us, well, let me just speak for myself. Praise God. But the truth is this, it's very sweet. The more you do it, the more you develop grace and humility. Praise God. Number three is financial service. Be involved in financial service in the house of God. Don't see need and run as if it's not there. Trust God to bless you so you can be part of financial service in the house of God. And then number four, service in excellence and character. Service in excellence and character. Always give God the best. It is part of your service. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21, he said, Isaiah 43 verse 21, he said, these people have I formed for myself, they shall shew forth my praise. Hallelujah. I declare today, the grace for service comes upon you from this service. And you shall not end at the bottom. You will go to your dominion in Jesus' name. Can you rise to your feet? Hallelujah. Lift your two hands and let's appreciate the Lord for his goodness and faithfulness. Appreciate him for all that he has done for us. Father, we thank you. Thank him for this word you heard. Thank him for this word. Father, we thank you for this word we just heard. To you alone be all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift your hand and pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, O God, for grace, for service. Help me, Lord, to serve you. Help me, Lord, to serve you all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and call upon God. La poco to paraka to toze balabara. Rabreke se poco to bragada. Father, we ask for grace for service. Grace for service. Grace for service. Grace for service. We receive grace for service. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We mention some dimensions of service. Can we pray that into our life? Let us impart them into our life. Lift your hand and pray again. Say, Father, I receive grace to serve in soul winning. I receive grace to serve in the sanctuary. I receive grace to serve financially. I receive the grace to serve in excellence and in character. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift your hands and appreciate God for hearing us, for answering us.
Give the Lord a praise. 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 Give him a bigger, bigger, bigger clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Did you receive anything? Very, very, very sharp, powerful, and instructive. I had to send him a note because at the beginning he was rushing. I said, calm down, just calm down. Let's be able to hear what you are saying and let's be able, because the first points you made, I'm not sure many people were able to write. Maybe you have to repeat those points. Okay. Service is diakonos. And diakonos mean three things. You have to run the errands and all of that. Alright? This is very, very important. Now, let me say something very, very, very important that he said. Joseph, as he saw his brother selling father goat, they are selling chicken by the side, and they did a deal with a goat, a deal with a ram. He brought the report to their father. That took him up. We have a culture today where people cover evil. We have a culture. Let nobody say I reported them. Let me not be responsible for anybody's suspension. What a demonic mind. It's a depraved mind. And everybody, you just speak on somebody. He was the one who reported that pastor. He was, what a rubbish. He said, do not be partakers of the unfruitful work of darkness, but rather reprove it. Reprove them. The Bible says that Daniel and his colleagues were put in place to watch over the king's treasury so that the estate of the king does not suffer damage. That is, I am here under my watch. You can't steal. I won't steal and I won't allow you to steal under my nose. I am not reporting you. You reported. You did yourself. This is very, if Joseph didn't do that, we may not have heard of him. It endeared him to his father. His father gave him the coat of many colors. And that colorful coat took him to his destiny. Your account officer, your person you are working with as resident pastor is doing a lot of fraudulent things. And you are watching. You became a partaker of his iniquity. You know, there is a ministry where the people go on, let's say, 6 months leave after many years. That is leave. And then in some places they do what they call pulpit rotation. So I met one man, a bishop. He said that he was posted to one location to relieve one person who I think went on leave or something. And after he was through, after 6 months, the location, the elders and the leaders and everybody began to beg him to remain. What about? Beg him to remain. He begged, please don't go. He said, what is it? They said, oh, this is the first time we are having such a neat operation. You are not bothering about where is the money or where is this or that. You are not asking. The account officer said, you didn't bother about anything at all. You didn't even ask for anything. The accounts are so clean. Then he was moved. the other man who was there before returned back after the 6 months leave. Then he began to call the other man. What did you do to my people? They say they prefer you, they want you back. What did you do? What did you tell them? He told them nothing. He couldn't function anymore. Because the people saw how the things should be done correctly. How money should be handled. How money should be treated. They saw it correctly. That man couldn't continue. He resigned from that ministry and went and started a church. The same town. I'm hearing from the real practitioner. Am I communicating? Because the team made us to laugh. But that was where it took Joseph to. You came to a location and you found error on the ground. You see, somebody in one of the ministries that we relate with and look up to, a pastor there, was claiming that their attendance was 11,000 members. So that, he's doing well, doing exploit. But the attendance didn't translate, didn't match with the financial income. Because he could inflate the attendance, but he couldn't add money to the. So it was a mystery. 11,000, a hall that can sit 1,000 at the most, 1,200, 1,001, and run 3 services, and you have 11,000 people. So they posted another person there, and the count wasn't the same, and it was looking like the other person who just came is not working. He has reduced the church. Then he said, no, sir, this is what I met on ground. Meanwhile, they have been praising the man, praising him as a big church grower, star, posting here and there. But they found the truth. Financial lack of integrity. Attendance, fraudulent attendance record. Long story made short, sooner or later he left that place. All manner of things. Am I communicating? When you came and met evil on ground, it's not a reporting of a person. It's a correction of an error. It's a salvaging of a situation. It's a salvaging of an institution. Especially if it belongs to God. Am I communicating at all? That is very, very important. I believe that the Lord will help us. In Jesus' precious name. He quoted a quote by John Mason that says that opportunity does not arrive and say, I am opportunity. Opportunity comes with an overall. Is dressed with an overall that looks like work. Right? So many times, God will give you work. And that work is your opportunity for authority. So when you dodge work, you are actually dodging opportunity. You are just dodging your lifting. The brethren of Joseph, of David were at home. David was at work. Opportunity located him at the workplace. It's too much to learn. Too much to learn. Service is our way up. Serving in the kingdom. Serving in the Father's business. There was a man by the name Jaha. Jaha was the servant of a man in scripture. He served until the man gave him his daughter to wife and gave him an inheritance in his house. Serve. No, scripture is very detailed. The man, when they say servant in scripture, it is slave. Most of the time it is slave. This was the slave that became an inheritor. And it's in scripture. The Bible said that the man who serves faithfully in Proverbs, at the end will end the inheritance that is more than his son. Look at your neighbor and say, you are not wasting your life. Serve and serve well.
You are coming back with your testimony.
We do believe that you have been blessed by this message. To place your order for audios and DVDs of our messages, please contact us +234 80 332 00320, +234 80 331 44509, +234 704 007 4930 or visit our website at www.dunamisgospel.org. Remember, the devil is not in control. God is in control.
Testimony.